Hey everyone, and welcome to Monday's message in our study of trusting God for a better tomorrow. I was really excited when it kind of registered in my head that today we're studying Psalm, or this week we're studying Psalm 16, because one of my favorite verses in all scripturehood is from Psalm 16. And I always say, if I just could get it right, this particular verse right, our key verse, you've already read it, I'm sure. If I could just get it right, then I could truly enjoy the delightful inheritance that the Lord has for me. Not that I'm not enjoying what He has provided for me and the way He blesses me, but I believe that when we walk in Scripture, truth within us, and live that out, no matter what the circumstances, whether it's painful, whether it's something we really don't want to do, we get to enjoy that delightful inheritance on this earth. It's not, eternity doesn't start when we die. Eternity starts the moment we say yes and we accept new life in Christ Jesus. So my new life started January 19th, 1975. So it scares me to think, and I shudder, I shouldn't say scared, but I shudder to think of all the things of that delightful inheritance that I've missed because I have not slowed down enough to allow God to show me my secure boundaries, my secure lot. David says this, he says, Lord, you have assigned my portion and my cut. That means that He assigns where He wants us to be. He assigns where He wants us to serve. He assigns what He wants us to be part of and what He doesn't want us to be part of. And He assigns everything, the security of what we read and what we watch and what is good for us and what is not good for us. He assigns that to us. And so what we end up doing, and I'm going to speak for myself, is I end up going right over the boundary, sometimes just my toe, and sometimes I just jump right over because it's something I really enjoy doing, or, you know, it's just something I want to do. And I get over there, even with my toe, or if I'm jumping right over, I get over there, and there's confusion, there's chaos, there's disorder. It doesn't flow. It doesn't feel good. But you know what? I'm there. And I have committed myself. I have made the decision to do this. So I have to follow through with it or back out gracefully, which I've had to do in a time. But that lot, David says, the portion in the cup that He assigns us is secure. And therefore, even if people don't understand our boundaries, There are boundaries that are drawn by God. And we, under the authority of Christ, girls, have the we have the authority to say, my dad says I can't do that. I thought of Griffin, my sweet Griffin. There are times when he doesn't want to play with a particular child in the neighborhood. Not any particular one, but one day he might just not want to play. He might want to stay inside for a while because he got a new game or something. And I'll say, well, just tell him you don't want to play. And you'll play later. He says, I don't want to. And he doesn't like confrontation. He's a little bit like his mother. And I said, I have told him. And I've told both my children. If there's something you don't want to do, just tell them that your mother will not allow you to do that. Or your father will not allow you to do that. And he's come in before. And a friend has been outside, and he's come in, and he would say, Mom, so-and-so wants me to play, but can I play? I can't play, can I? And he's telling me, without this child seeing him, he doesn't want to. So he has the security of a parent who says to him, you can't do that. We have the security of a parent who says to us, that's not good for you. You don't need to participate in that. That's not for your best interest. That is not my inheritance for you. And so he's drawn the lines, and the lot is secure. We just need to stay in the lot and be secure there in what He's told us to do and confident in that. The boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. So they are assigned and secure. They are designed for us. They are signed and secure. And they are also pleasant. So many times we think the lines that God wants to draw for us, girls, are lines that are not going to be pleasant. And the world outside thinks that God's lines and security and portion in His cup for us is not pleasant. Oh, it is, because David follows up that says it's pleasant, but it's also delightful. We want delight. I want delight. I want to check that on my box. Yes, sign me up for that. And I know everyone that's listening today wants that as well. So let's agree to God's portion and cup for us. His lot size is secure. The boundaries are pleasant. And the inheritance is delightful. So with those things in mind, why would we not trust our Heavenly Father? One reason is we can't identify when He's telling us yes and when He's telling us no. That comes with a right standing relationship with God. Now, I talked about this last weekend. I went to speak in Spartanburg on Friday night with a great group from Anderson Mill Road Baptist Church. And I got to see my sweet friend Jane, and Aaron Gray got to go with me, and I just loved having them there with me. But as I was preparing last week for that, I'm going to have to get a sip of water, excuse me. For that event, the Lord brought to my mind something that I have already read numerous times in our studies together. Many of you haven't been with me for 3 years, but if you have, you have heard this before. This is from My Utmost for His Highest, and it's in the the updated language, so you'll be able to understand it a little bit. His original language is a little hard, so I had to get the updated. But I love this. He says, when you have a right standing relationship with God, this is from March 20th, you have a life of liberty and freedom and delight. And all of your, when you have a right standing relationship with God, you have freedom. And all of your common sense decisions are actually His will for you, because you are God's will. All of your common sense decisions, everything. We don't have to second guess. We don't have to say, is this God's will? Because we will be so one with Him, because we're in a right standing relationship with Him, that we don't need to ask, is this it? We will know. And this is how Oswald says. Now, Oswald's not God. I realize that. But listen to what he says, because this is so true. All of your common sense decisions are actually His will for you, unless you feel a feeling of restraint brought on by a check in your spirit. So if you feel that restraint, you stop immediately and you say, Lord, thank You for that restraint. I have run into Your boundary. And I realize I cannot go past here, because it's not secure. It's not pleasant for me. I will not receive Your delightful inheritance for me. So I feel that restraint, and I'm not going to go any further. Should I serve here? Should I do this? I've been asked to come and speak here. I've been asked to serve here. I've been asked to do this. If we feel a restraint in our spirit, we don't need to cross that boundary until that restraint is gone. And if through prayer and study of God's Word, and even seeking counsel from some wise friends, if you still have that restraint, you have all authority, girls, to go to the sweet person that has asked you to volunteer for this position and thought you were perfect for it because you have just the right skill set for it, to say, my daddy says this is not a good time for me to commit to this. Because Scripture tells us that the places are pleasant, they're secure. The portion and the cup are just for you. We're not designed to be like anyone else. We are not designed to do the other things that God has for other people. We're only designed to do our cup and our portion. What a great lesson on just one verse. It is amazing, isn't it? I hope y'all have a wonderful day studying and reading everyone's comments. And as we follow through with the rest of the week with our Bible study and our different translations, and I haven't been bringing that up on Friday, but we need to be remembering on Fridays to read our psalm from a different translation. Always go to BibleGateway.com and pull that up. And I probably should include that on our link on our Faith Strengthening Friday post. So listen, y'all have a wonderful day, and I will be back in with you all week through posts. And thank you for letting me come into your heart and into your home, into your office space. Maybe you're watching from your iPhone, maybe you're in your car having a cup of coffee or something. But I do feel very honored to be walking with you through God's Word, one psalm at a time, as we learn to trust God for a better tomorrow.